What is it, Alice, dear?
Oh, Helen, it's such a hot afternoon. And I'm getting so tired of sitting here on the bank of the pool and having nothing to do. Aren't you tired?
No. I've got a book to read.
I don't think I like that book.
Why not?
Well, it hasn't any pictures or conversations in it. And what is the use of a book without pictures or conversations? Oh, dear.
The hot afternoon was making Alice feel very sleepy and stupid. And she was wondering whether the pleasure of making a daisy chain would be worth the trouble of getting up and picking the daisies. When suddenly a white rabbit with pink eyes ran close by her.
Oh, dear. Oh, my fine whiskers. I should be too late. Let me look at my watch. Oh, dear. I know I should be too late. Oh, my fine whiskers. Oh, dear.
Well, I've never seen a rabbit with a waistcoat pocket before. Or with a watch to take out of it. I must see where it goes.
So Alice jumped to her feet and ran across the field after it. And she was just in time to see it pop down a large rabbit hole under the hedge. In another moment, down went Alice after it, never once considering how in the world she was to get out again. The rabbit hole went straight on like a tunnel for some way, and then dipped suddenly down. So suddenly that Alice hadn't time to stop.
Oh, I'm falling!
And she found herself falling down what seemed to be a very deep well.
Oh, I'm still falling. Well, either the well is very deep, or I'm falling very slowly. Yes, it's more like floating down, really. Whatever next? It's too dark to see the bottom. Oh, there are cupboards and shelves on the sides of the well. And the shelves have got jars and bottles and all kinds of things on them.